Good evening. Tonight, we're going to talk about a few concepts within Kashrut and their practical relevance to us. The first concept we'll talk about is called Nitzok. Nitzok. Nitzok means when I have a steady stream that goes from one place to another place, then that stream connects the two liquids. So we have a concept called Nitzok. Now this concept appears in two places in the Mishnah. It appears in one place in the laws of purity, that if I have pure and defiled water, and I pour one into the other, then it's considered as though the two became attached, and the defiled one can defile the pure water. And it is also discussed in the realm of Yayin Nesech, where if we have wine that's been libated by a pagan, and I have kosher wine that's pouring into the libated wine, so then I consider it all attached, and the kosher wine also is considered as though it became libated. So we have two areas where Nitzok is discussed. However, in Kashrut, so some of the commentaries say you have the same problem. So where did this come up? People sometimes would have non-kosher fats in their candles or in their lamps. So they would have non-kosher fats that they were burning. They used it as oil in the lamp. And then they wanted to add kosher oil. Sometimes a person would be cooking lard in their pot. They were making soap. So they were cooking whale fat, or they were cooking other things. And then they wanted to add some ingredients of kosher oil. So there, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Truma Sadeshin that writes, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not supposed to pour directly from your kosher oil into your non-kosher hot fats. That's one concept. So now we go on to concept number two. The second concept is called Zeya. Zeya. Zeya is what we might call steam. So the Rush was asked by his son, the Rush, Rabbeinu Asher, was asked by his son, is it a problem in an oven to have a frying pan filled with milk, and on top of that, his chulent pot cooking in one oven? So the Rush wrote back to his son, and he said, son, if you're going to have your chulent pot directly over your pan of milk in the oven, so then when the oven heats up your pan of milk, what's going to happen? The steam will come up. And, says the Rush, the steam that comes up from the frying pan onto the pot, it's as though you poured liquid milk onto your pot. So here we have the second concept, and that is that we treat the steam that comes up directly from the pan of boiled milk onto the pot as though I had hot milk coming up from the pan onto the pot. So that's our second concept. And this is in Shulchan Aruch as well, this second concept. The Shulchan Aruch gives the example that the Rush's son asked him, and the Shulchan Aruch rules this example. The Shulchan Aruch writes, if you have inside an oven and you have a frying pan filled with milk, and then you turn on the oven so the milk evaporates and then the hot steam goes up onto the pot, so then the hot steam, it's as though you poured hot milk onto the pot. So that's the concept that the Rush wrote to his son, that we treat the Zeya, we treat the steam that comes out of the milk, as that hot steam that comes up, we treat it as though it is liquid milk, hot liquid milk that's going up. So again, where does this come up for us? This comes up on Shabbos, Friday night. You want to add water to your chulent pot. You have hot chulent on your, you have a hot chulent. You're scared it's going to burn. So you have on the plata, you have a tea kettle. Your tea kettle is parved. Tomorrow morning you're going to make yourself coffee with that tea, with that hot water. Now you want to pour some of that water into your chulent. So we say, don't pour it directly. Pour it into a cup and from the cup into the chulent pot. Because if you pour directly, you have the steam of the meat from the chulent pot going up onto your onto your hot water kettle. Where else do we have this? But this we'll have to discuss in a different class. When you go to a hotel, sometimes you want to use, they have hot water faucets, right? Today they have the Tami Arba, they have these water coolers, and the cooler has hot and cold. Okay, what's the problem with pouring out hot water? So the problem comes up, did they pour from that hot water onto their the previous guests, onto non-kosher things? So then I would want to kosher it first before I pour it. That deserves a broader discussion, but those are two applications to the halachot we learned today.